Last year, Pierre published a review of two Tongass timber sales done by Washington office staff of the Forest Service in 2016. That document listed problems with appraisal and oversight of the Big Thorn timber sale on Prince of Wales Island and the Tonka sale on Kuprinoff Island near Petersburg. Pierre asked for other agency records and then filed lawsuits when it said the federal agency did not respond to those requests. Staff counsel Adam Carlesco has been litigating those two suits. He says one seeks background information and documentation on the appraisals for the sales and how the agency made decisions on valuing timber.
We saw that high profit trees like Sitka spruce were removed, whereas the subsidized ones that were supposed to be removed, namely hemlock, were left within the forest by the harvester. Against the forest plan prescription or whatnot. And so we wanted to get documentation as to how this sort of thing happened.
A second suit seeks information about what changes have been made to address problems found in the 2016 review. Carlesco says the Forest Service has been responsive to Pierre's lawsuits and has released thousands of pages of documents.
In terms of producing material, yes. We're getting material. It's coming to us. In terms of getting the answers that we're looking for, we haven't exactly seen the material there that would show us specifically what's been done, what amendments have been made to make sure these sorts of things don't come again. And we're not seeing the level of accountability that we were hoping for in this production.
The 2016 agency review found that the way the sales are appraised has cost the agency revenue. The review stated, quote, if the hemlock saw timber volume is not being removed, then sale value based on what is actually occurring on the ground has been underrepresented, unquote. On one of the sales, it noted the difference exceeded $1.7 million. It also stated, quote, given the low value to non-existent market for this material, the results from appraising this material will often and maybe always result in a deficit sale, unquote. The review recommended an independent evaluation of Big Thorn to follow up the issues identified with sale preparation and administration. Pierre is hoping the documents produced in the two lawsuits will be enough to convince the U.S. Agriculture Department's Inspector General to audit Tongass timber sales. The Forest Service is part of that department. Pierre asked for such an audit but was denied last year. Carlesco explains his organization wants to make sure problems are not being repeated in new sales.
There really is not clear evidence that there have been programs put into place to prevent this sort of thing. In actuality, we've been looking at documentations from contracts that have gone into place since this review has come in, and we're seeing some of the errors that were highlighted within this Washington office review be repeated. So we are not really entirely sure specifically what the Tongass office is doing to ensure that this sort of thing does not happen in the future.
Citing the ongoing litigation, a spokesman for the Tongass National Forest declined to answer questions on the lawsuits, the timber sale review, and steps taken to fix appraisal problems. In court filings, the U.S. Attorney's Office denies violating the federal law for release of the information. Government attorneys also deny how Pierre is characterizing the Washington office review of the timber sales. Last year, the agency responded to Pierre's release of the documents, saying that the Forest Service prepared an action plan to address the review's findings and was implementing that plan. The Forest Service said it had updated the appraisal process and administration of timber sales. Earl Stewart, Tongass Forest Supervisor, was asked about the Washington office review at a March 7th meeting on the Central Tongass Landscape Level Analysis in Petersburg.
A lot of this is still going on, so there's really not an absolute answer on different components of it. That's why I say it's a really long conversation, because now there is a whole national forest products modernization effort that's going on that are just having sub-teams identified now. So literally you're talking about a year and a half to 2 years of ongoing effort.
Both timber sales were integrated resource timber contracts, with the proceeds kept on the Tongass and used to pay for stewardship work, such as replacing culverts or repairing hiking trails. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.